This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harmed the nation. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said that Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. Speaking on India's relationship with Russia, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India has always had a positive relationship with Russia. BJP has released fifth list of candidates for 111 Lok Sabha seats. Actress Kangana Ranaut will contest from Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will fight from Sambalpur and BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra from Puri Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. Union Minister Nityanand Rai will contest from Ujjiarpur. Union Minister Giriraj Singh from Begusarai and senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib Lok Sabha seat in Bihar. Actor Arun Govil will be the BJP candidate from Meerut Lok Sabha seat. Former Union Minister Menaka Gandhi will fight from Sultanpur, while UP Minister Jitin Prasad will be the BJP candidate from Pilibhit Lok Sabha constituency. Former Congress leader Naveen Jindal, who joined BJP today, will fight from Kurukshetra seat. Congress has released another list of three candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Pratibha Dhanorkar will contest from Chandrapur Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra, while Pratap Singh Khacharyawas will contest from Jaipur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Party has fielded Murari Lal Meena in Dausa constituency in Rajasthan. Bharat Biotech International Limited said it started clinical trials of the tuberculosis vaccine MTB-VAC on adults in India. This is the first vaccine against tuberculosis derived from a human source by the Spanish biopharmaceutical company Biofabri. The trials are carried out by Bharat Biotech in close collaboration with Biofabri. After completing a dose escalation trial in HIV uninfected adults, a phase 2 study in HIV infected adults has started in 2024 to determine whether MTB-VAC is safe in this population. The companies hope that the new vaccine will be a milestone in global vaccinology and called it an example of public-private, national and international collaboration. The Festival of Colours Holi will be celebrated throughout the country tomorrow. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said, Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm in people's lives. Vice President Dhankar said, the festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, Prime Minister said, the Festival of Colours brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh celebrated the Festival of Colours Holi with soldiers in Leh today. The minister spoke with soldiers posted at Siachen and extended them Holi greetings. He assured them with another visit to Ladakh soon to interact with soldiers at Siachen. He was scheduled to visit Siachen but due to prevailing inclement weather could not go. Raksha Mantri laid a wreath at War Memorial Leh as a mark of solemn tribute to the brave hearts who have made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs at the Sawai Man Singh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur. Chasing the target of 194 runs, Lucknow could muster 173 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In the second match of the day, put to bat, Gujarat Titans scored 168 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs against Mumbai Indians at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Chasing 169, Mumbai were 148 for 5 in 18.1 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.